Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. School's been back in session now, and with it comes some unpleasant irritations like head lice. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about how to control the problem.
Well, Tony, it's not pleasant to think about. In fact, I don't even like talking about it, but the reality is that millions of Americans experience this problem every year. I know it's tough for parents that have children that are going to schools and they're interacting with other kids, and head lice have long been thought of as a sign of poor hygiene, but there's just no justification for this stigma. To be frank, anyone with hair can get head lice. That leaves a lot of people out, I know, that older guys especially, but you see, these infestations are usually found on children, but they can also spread to adults. It can be transferred between people through direct head-to-head contact or by using the same comb, brushes, hats, headphones, towels, athletic equipment, or even bedding.
So what can we do to prevent it?
Well, if lice are not on a head, they usually die within 48 hours. If you think your child may have head lice, the school nurse can certainly help you confirm that.
Then what?
Well, once you or your child has been diagnosed, all clothes and bedding should be washed in hot, soapy water and dried on high heat. Carpets and furniture should be thoroughly vacuumed and the vacuum bags immediately discarded outside the home. There are a variety of treatments for head lice. The key is to always follow the label directions when using lice-killing shampoos.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.